week's parasha mentions that Klal Yisrael is going to go through a very difficult galus. Yanochi haster aster ponei bayom ha'u. And then immediately the pasuk says, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashir azos v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fim." That you should write es hashir azos, which Chazal interpret to mean Torah. That there's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. This is the last of the Tayag mitzvahs, to write a sefer Torah. Why is this mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah written right after the Hester Ponim of Golos? What's the connection between the two? And why is the Torah called a shira in this pasuk? V'ata kisvu lachem es hashir azos. We know that the concept of tshuva is related to Talmud Torah. The pasuk in last week's parasha, in Parashas Nitzavim, says, "Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi metzavcha hayom." The Torah discusses a certain mitzvah. It doesn't tell you which mitzvah. Lo niflesi mimcha. It's not difficult for you. Kikar ve'elecha hadar ma'od. It's easy. So what mitzvah is it talking about? So the Ramban, in a famous comment, says that the Torah is referring to tshuva. But Rashi there interprets differently. Rashi says it's talking about Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara in Erevin seems to say. But those psukim are talking about Talmud Torah. It's not difficult for you. It's karav elecha. It's easy for you. You can get it. Atorah nitn lecha b'ksav b'al peh. You can learn Torah. So the question is, which one is it? Is it Talmud Torah or is it tshuva? So some of the mechabrim write that maybe it's really both. Maybe it's both tshuva and Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah and tshuva are connected to each other. How so? So one way to look at it is that Talmud Torah can be part of the process of tshuva. Tshuva is about a kivas elokim, about reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we reconnect? One of the ways is through Talmud Torah. When we learn Torah and we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence through the Torah, so that's a way of connecting more closely with Him. But I think perhaps tshuva and Talmud Torah might be related in a different way. That it's not just that Talmud Torah can be part of the process of tshuva. Sometimes Talmud Torah can be the catalyst to bring a person to want to do tshuva. Let me explain with a mashal. Imagine for a moment that a nobleman is going to send his son off to a distance to do business for a number of years. It used to be that people would go on a long journey for a few years, and they'd be away from the family, they'd do business, and then after a while they'd come back and they'd be able to bring the proceeds of the business to support the family. So let's say there's a nobleman who's sending off his son, but he wants the son to remain connected to the family, to still feel like he's a member of the family, to uphold the traditions of the family. So he writes his son a letter. And in the letter, he tells the son how much he loves him, how much the family loves him, how much they look up to him, how much they pray that he'll accomplish, that he'll be successful in his quest, and he'll be able to do business properly, and he'll prosper. And that he comes from a heritage, a very special heritage. He has a Mesorah, and that he should live up to that tradition, and he should act properly. He should act in a way that befits a noble tradition. And he gives the letter to the son. He seals it, and he gives the letter to the son. He says, "I don't want you to read this until you've been on the journey for a week." The son says, "Okay." He bids farewell from his father, and then he goes off on the journey. So for the first week, he can't imagine what the father has written in this letter, whatever he's supposed to be reading. And he's so anxious to read from the letter, but the father said not to read it. And he was going to listen to the father, even though there was no one watching him. So he's so anxious to read what's in the letter. After the week, he finally opens it up and he reads. And he hears and he sees how the father writes that he loves him so much. The family looks up to him. They pray for his success, and that he's part of this tradition, and the son has such a longing for the family. He feels such a connection to the family. He feels like singing because he feels the family's love from a distance. And Hitaka accepts upon himself that he's going to try to live up to the traditions of the family and to bring honor to the family's name. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love letter to Klal Yisrael. That's the letter that he gives us to take on our travels, through all the challenges of life, through the galus that we're going to experience. The Torah is an expression of Hashem's love for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has strong feelings for us. He wants only our best. And He gives us guidelines to live in this complicated world. How to live like a Ben Melech, how to live like a nobleman in a life full of challenges. But He wants us to constantly read from that letter, and to draw strength from that letter, and to see the song of that letter. That's the Vi'ata Kisful Achemes Hashirazas. If a person understands the Sod of Torah, if he understands the message of love that's hinted into the Torah, that's hinted within the Torah, he feels gaguin, he longs for Kutchabrichu's closeness, he longs to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence and to connect with them. His whole life is turned into a shir. And such an individual obviously is going to try to learn from the Torah whenever he can, even in the most difficult of circumstances, because he sees the love that is embedded within the Torah. That's the connection between the Hester Ponim of Golos and the Vi'ata Kisvul HaChemes HaShirazos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you're going to be in difficult times. Sometimes life is not as easy as you would like. But the Torah can bring a person to feel a sense of Shira, to feel Hashem's Ahava, even mitoch Hester. Each one of us goes through different challenges, hopefully nothing significant. But there are ups and downs in life. And Talmud Torah is the kind of thing that can keep us on the right path, that can keep us strengthened, that can be mechazik us. When we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us through the Shira of the Torah, that can be mechazik us, that could bring us closer to where we're supposed to be, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can bring us to the levels that we have the potential to reach, that we're supposed to reach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the insight to be able to see the Shira of Torah. May the year Tov Shin Pei be a year of bracha v'atzlocha, a year of yeshuas v'nachamos, of health and happiness for all of Klal Yisrael. May each one of us be zochah to gemar chesed tova, shnas chayim v'shalom.